In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we yet again celebrate the feast day of one of the great Carmelite saints, also named Teresa. It's kind of entertaining that exactly 2 weeks ago we celebrated the feast of Saint Teresa, the little flower, Saint Therese, pardon me. And today we celebrate the feast day of Saint Teresa of Jesus, better known as Saint Teresa of Avila, who, like the little flower, is a doctor of the church. But she was not simply a member of the Discalced Carmelites. She was a co-founder of the Discalced Carmelites, because she and Saint John of the Cross worked to reform the Carmelite order, to make it more faithful to its charism. And really, this is the true sense of reform. They lived during the time of the false Reformation, when Martin Luther and others decided they would remake the church in their own image. And during that time, we also had real reformers, people like St. Robert Bellarmine, St. Charles Borromeo, Pope St. Pius V, and St. Teresa of Avila, who helped not remake the Carmelites in her own image, but helped to remove abuses that kept it from being what it was founded to be, seeking the evangelical councils according to the spirit of the Carmel. My favorite story about Saint Teresa is when she was going somewhere and she fell out of a carriage, and she said to God, "O Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few of them." So even a great saint can get a little frustrated now and then. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.